Welcome to this special podcast edition of Regions Agricultural Banking. Joining us today is Dr. William Maples, Assistant Professor of Agricultural Economics and Crop Specialist with Mississippi State. Will, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Before we begin, can you tell us a bit about your background and experience? I understand that agricultural skills are in your DNA.
I serve as an agricultural economist with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. My main focus is on row crop production and marketing. I've been in this position since August of 2019. Fairly new into this position. I just finished up my PhD at Oklahoma State University in agricultural economics. And I've been around agriculture my whole life. Grew up on a family farm in North Alabama. Went on through all my college education, has been in agriculture. I'm really excited in this position I'm in now because it really gives me a chance to get out and help producers make good decisions and hopefully be profitable.
How did the current economic conditions impact the marketing decisions that successful producers are faced with on a daily basis?
The markets right now are really just in a unique, crazy position. I do not envy any producer currently trying to make a marketing decision. As we've seen this past month, markets have just been all over the place. Cotton prices are down near 30% over the last month, and it really ties into right now trying to make their daily marketing decision is really based on what am I going to be planting this year. And what we've seen with how prices have been moving is really hard to look at and determine what's going to be the profitable crop to plant this year. Because any first step of any marketing decision is what crop am I going to attempt to market this year? And the current economic conditions are just playing havoc on trying to make the right decision this year.
What are you seeing in regards to cost of production on a per unit basis? And based on this, what are the 3 to 5 things that we should be doing to make better production and cost management decisions within our own operations?
Cost of production coming into this year from last year, some estimates we have here at Mississippi State, they're pretty on par with what we think it cost last year. Here in the last few months, we know we've been seeing some oil prices are rapidly declining, which could potentially help farmers out with lower fuel cost and thus lower cost of production. Most farmers probably have their fuel prices, fuel booked for the planting year so far this year. So it might not help them out currently for the 2020 planting season at least, but it might help them kind of later on in the year to get some costs down when it comes harvest time and into next year. There's some hope there. Natural gas prices, if they follow where oil prices are going, we could see some lower fertilizer prices. We might not see that impact this year. More so would be when you start booking for the next crop season. And interest rates are declining. We're seeing lower interest rates. So, you know, it might provide a good opportunity for some successful producers to consider refinancing some long-term and some intermediate-term debt they might have, such as their mortgages or large capital items. Some things you really need to be thinking about doing right now to make us better production and cost managers. There's been some lean times the last few years. Successful farmers have really tightened down their spending remarkably over the last few years. We're coming into another lean year, so there's probably not a lot of room left to reduce costs more without hurting your production potential. Some things you could look at is consider renegotiating some cash leases if that's available. It might be time to negotiate some type of flexible lease instead. Reduce your capital spending. In this kind of financial times, you probably want to consider putting off any purchasing of new equipment at this point unless this is absolutely necessary for your operation. You also might look into any type of non-farm income or add a value-added enterprise to your operation. And also you need to look at reducing family withdrawals from your operation. Most farmers are out there to make a living and provide for their family. You might want to consider not taking an extra vacation or purchasing a new family vehicle. It's a little hard at times when you get into withdrawing from the operation for family. That is something you need to consider as well.
When you see successful producers make capital expenditure decisions, who do or who should they typically involve in the decision-making process? What questions are they asking and what information are they considering when making these decisions?
So anytime you're starting to make any type of big capital expenditure on your operation, you need to make sure that everybody that has decision-making ability on your operation is on board. It depends if you're a family operation and it's the granddad and dad and son, kind of like my family operation, that all have decision-making. Make sure everybody's on the same page. And when you go out to actually start making the purchases, if you're looking at equipment, most producers, you're going to be involving the equipment dealer and your lender. In many cases, this could be the same person, as many equipment companies have their own in-house financing. For land and real estate purchases, most producers want to be involving an attorney, their accountant for sure, their lender, and any type of real estate appraiser. Make sure that all the paperwork and everything is on the same page. When you're making these kind of purchases, what you need to be asking yourself, so if we're considering making a new equipment purchase, you really want to be seeing is this piece of equipment worth it? Is it making me better off in the long run? So are the costs and repairs and the timeliness of my current equipment exceeded by the cost of replacement? Is it costing me more in repairs and shorter working and longer working times with what I have currently? Could I save money if I went ahead and replaced it? And also, is this the capacity of your current equipment too small? Are revenues decreased or cost increased due to the lost timeliness in the field with your current equipment? You want to make sure that any type of equipment purchase you're making is increasing your bottom line and you're not just buying something just because it's the newest thing out there. And when you're looking at any type of land or real estate transactions, really you need to look at, is it necessary for the long-term goals of your business? As a successful producer, you want to have long-term goals. Are you trying to grow your business? Or are you older and just holding off for retirement? Do I actually need this land? Can I be better off if I was just to lease instead of actually purchase more crop ground? And also, is it just financially feasible? Any new purchase of crop ground is probably not going to be a net cash flow in the first few years. And also, you need to look at how does this land or real estate purchase affect the estate and succession plan. Because one thing I would say every successful producer has is a good estate and succession plan in place on their farm. And anytime you bring in any type of new large land or real estate transaction, you need to know how that's going to affect your succession plan.
And getting that harmony among the family when making decisions is, back to your point earlier, so important.
I would say that is as a family operation, mm-hmm. the harmony amongst decision-making of the family, it's one thing you really need to be a successful producer.
What do you see successful producers doing with their marketing plans to maximize their top-level revenue?
First thing successful producers are doing with a marketing plan is they have one. I run into a lot of producers I talk to that don't really have a plan in place. They're just going to harvest and sell. Successful producers have sat down and figured out what kind of plan they need to have in place and what's best for them. There's no magic bullet that works for everyone when it comes to a marketing plan. Every producer has a different level of risk tolerance. Producers are all different. They can handle different levels of risk. But the successful ones have some type of plan in place for any potential market movements. So it needs to take various forms. You need a good mix of hedging, using futures market in your marketing plan, crop insurance, forward contracting, your crop mix, what crops are you growing. But really, this all comes back to just having some type of plan in order to be able to take advantage of marketing movements.
What emerging technologies do you see being developed to help producers better manage their variables?
So on the technology front, you know, we're kind of in this new world of precision ag and mm-hmm. big data, and we can just collect all types of data out there now just based off all the different new ag machinery technologies. When you're thinking about investing in some type of new technology that might help you collect data, you nearly need to see is the data worth even having to start with. So you can collect all the data in the world, but you got to be able to turn that data into money. You only want to be collecting data if you've realized that the cost of collecting it is helping you make money on your operations. Some data is just not very good and doesn't really add any value to your operation. All this data we're collecting and stuff, I think it's really helping out the farm record keeping. It's becoming more sophisticated. So the more sophisticated we get with farm record keeping, the better we'll be at with figuring out your break-even cost and other potential ways to save money.
Are there any parting comments, anything we haven't hit on today that you'd like to cover?
back when I was talking about marketing plans, one thing I think is also important. Successful producer, I would just say overall, knows what their break-even cost is. They know what they need to sell their crop for in order to make a profit every year. And they have a marketing plan in place that's trying to get them to that number. A successful producer has figured out what they need to make to keep going. And when they have a marketing plan that allows them to reach that goal, and they're fine with it. They're okay if they don't hit a home run every year, but they sell their crop every year at just enough to meet their goals they have for their operation.
Thank you for joining us today, Will. I think this was some great advice for our producers, and we appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. And, Mississippi State University's Extension Service is always available if any producers or anybody ever have any questions, or if they would like to ask me more details about anything they've heard today, they are free to reach out to me at any time. I'd be happy to help.
We're going to link your information to this podcast episode. To learn more, please contact your local region's Ag Relationship Manager or contact Tony Hotchkiss, Director of Ag Banking, by phone at 314-615-3507 or email Tony at anthony.hotchkiss@regions.com. Thank you. This information is general in nature and is not intended to be legal, tax, or financial advice. Although Regions believes this information to be accurate, it cannot ensure that it will remain up to date. Statements or opinions of individuals referenced herein are their own, not Regions. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation and IRS.gov for current tax rules. Copyright 2020, Regions Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.